a reading from the book of Revelation. Then I looked, and there was the Lamb standing on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, who had his name and his Father's name written on their foreheads. I heard a sound from heaven like the sound of rushing water or a loud peal of thunder. The sound I heard was like that of harpists playing their harps. They were singing what seemed to be a new hymn before the throne, before the four living creatures and the elders. No one could learn this hymn except the 144,000 who had been ransomed from the earth. They have been ransomed as the first fruits of the human race for God and the Lamb. On their lips, no deceit has been found. They are unblemished. The word of the Lord. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus looked up and saw rich people putting their gifts into the treasury. He also saw a poor widow put in two small copper coins. He said, "Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all of them, for all of them have contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in all she had to live on." The Gospel of the Lord. If I had been at the temple and heard Jesus make his comments about how the widow, even in her poverty, put into the treasure all she had to live on, I would have thought her fiscal acuity to be rather foolish. I would have considered the actions of the rich to be much more responsible and reasonable. After all, are we not taught to always put something aside for a rainy day? Given the state of the world's economy, Jesus' comment would still seem foolhardy in our own day and age. Yet I am well aware of how much I am like the rich of today's gospel, despite my own vow of poverty. Whenever the offering basket is passed at church on Sunday, I pull from one pocket what I have divvied out while resting secure in the knowledge that in my other pocket is enough money to get me through the week in case I need something. But it's not just about the donation to church or to other charitable organizations. For I know that I tend to be just as careful about how much time I offer to various events and seemingly judicious in sharing my gifts. The challenge of today's gospel confronts my limited attitude towards generosity, poverty of spirit, and trust in God. Once again, Jesus uses the poor and vulnerable as an example of what it means to be a disciple. Given the law that widows and children were to be especially cared for, perhaps at the very least, the widow trusted that the community would tend to her needs, so she felt free to contribute all that she had to live on. At most, her action speaks to the attitude that all believers were and are to hold, that generosity stems from a grateful heart. The widow's act of giving all she had to live on is a prelude to what Jesus does in the next couple of chapters in Luke's Gospel. First, in his words of the new covenant at the Last Supper, and then in his actions with his freely embracing the wood of the cross. Clearly, foolish generosity is about giving all we have to live on. In today's first reading from the book of Revelation, we hear of the 144,000 who have the name of the Godhead on their foreheads. In baptism, we too have been so marked, sealed with the very life and spirit of Jesus. As such, we are to offer ourselves in foolish generosity, as the widow did to the treasury, as Jesus did on the cross, and as Christ does in the Eucharist every time we celebrate it. Generosity that frees a person to give abundantly all that they have to live on is born of a deep awareness of God's abiding and generous love for each one of us and all of creation. It's an attitude of the heart and the poverty of spirit. The only appropriate way of responding to such generosity is to learn and sing the new hymn of the 144,000 and go and do likewise, to foolishly give all we have to live on.